Sunny and a high of 26 today. Winds light and variable. And tonight, a low of 7, some clouds and winds light and variable. And then, the thaw. Sunshine and some clouds on a high of 38, wind southwest at 5 to 10. Some clouds will give way to generally clear conditions overnight and a low of 28. Mostly sunny on Sunday, a high of 43. Sun and a few passing clouds and 44 on Monday. Cloudy skies early, then partly cloudy in the afternoon on Tuesday, a high of 47. We're up to 49 on Wednesday and stays in the 40s all next week. All my guests are going to change into their bathing suits and shorts and suntan lotion next week. 19 in White House, 15 in Lebanon, 17 in Phillipsburg, 17 in Stockton, 18 in Lambertville, and 11 in Raritan. Good morning, Hunter. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. This is one of my favorite days of the year. We've done this 3 times. This is the 4th time we've done this. Hunter Central Regional High School musical players, the cast of Crazy for You is here, and we're going to have a great time for the next hour talking with the characters and even doing a little singing and, well, no reason to do any dancing. Nobody's going to see it. But nonetheless, I have about 20 people in the studio. It is packed, and you're listening to the overture of Crazy for You, which is going to take place next week. So we're going to talk to our directors and bring everybody in here. Let me get all my microphones up, and we'll say hello to everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you are?
I'm Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. And your role is?
I'm student directing this show.
All right. You're student director, and you are a co-director with another Sarah. Is that right?
Yeah, hi.
There she is. Okay, Sarah.
Hi.
Say hello to somebody out in Radio Land. I know your mom's listening, right?
Yeah, hi, Mom.
There you go. There you go. That was recorded, Mom, so you got that forever. All right.
Hi, Mom.
There you go. Another hi, Mom. Anybody say hi? There's always a big joke that nobody says hi to Dad, but that's okay. All right. Who else do we have on the microphones here?
I'm Dana.
Hi, Dana. What do you do?
I play Polly Baker.
All right, Polly. We're going to talk with you in a little bit because I got some interesting questions for you.
Oh, okay.
And I got over here.
Hi, I'm Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What is your role?
Alyssa,
sorry.
I play Irene Roth.
Irene Roth, okay. You guys are, Irene and Polly are interested in the same guy. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, yes.
I don't know if you guys knew that yet, but we'll find out. All right, so Sarah Squared,
yep.
Can you give us a little synopsis as to what this story is about?
Well, there's a man named Bobby Child who wants to be a dancer.
Right.
But his mom wants him to work at a bank. So she sends Bobby to Nevada to foreclose
on
a bank.
On a
theater.
Yeah.
On a theater. And there he meets Polly Baker, who he falls in love with.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there's just a lot of mishap.
Yes.
And he pretends to be somebody who he's not, to get Polly Baker's heart
right
for his own.
And to try to save the theater there.
And to save the theater.
Yeah, this it's funny. I read through this synopsis, and it started to feel a lot like How to Succeed in Business, a little bit. It had a little feel to that. Anyway, some interesting things that I learned about this. So this is a Ira Gershwin. This is a Gershwin.
Yes.
They call it a new Gershwin. And it debuted on Broadway in the 90s.
Yes.
Yet, this is all 1930s music. So how do you guys deal with the being a contemporary show, but then really having 1930s type characters or 1930s type settings and music?
Well, a lot of musicals were written set in the 30s, and the 40s, and 50s, and that's when a lot of them were written. So it's kind of just like another musical to us.
Yeah, just another musical to you. There you go.
Totally not born at all.
No. And the other thing I love about this is there's not a bad song in this show at all. This is like got all the top hits from maybe not Justin Bieber's or Lady Gaga's, but this is, you know, everybody who listened to the 30s, 40s, and 50s music, this music came from there. So Frank Sinatra's and all that, all the Rat Pack sings these songs. This is so cool. So I already got people who are ready to go to this show. So I have, I got some folks in here. We got Polly and Irene. Now, Polly and Irene, you guys are both after Bobby. Now, Irene, I hear that you've been engaged to him for like 5 years.
Yes.
How's it going?
Well, not very well. We're not married yet.
Not yet? Why not? What's going on?
Well, he doesn't want to get married to me.
Why not? You're a nice girl.
Yes, well, apparently he has other interests.
He has other what would those interests be?
Dance and eventually Dana.
Dance and eventually Polly. It's not
yes,
Dana.
Well, yes.
It's Polly. It's Polly. And then Polly, you're over in the other side of the world.
Yes.
You're in Nevada.
Yes.
And this is the setting of this is in the 1800s, right? Where cowboys and stuff like that, is it? Is that right?
It's
in the 30s. 30s. Oh, it is the 30s. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't born in the 30s, so I don't know if there was cowboys back in Nevada in the 30s or not.
Yeah, I was.
But, Polly, here's my question. You're the only female in Nevada.
Yes.
You're obviously an intelligent individual.
I mean,
and you're the postmistress.
Yes.
What are you doing in Nevada with all those guys? There's nothing that good can come out of that.
Well, her family owns the theater that's in Nevada, so I mean, that's pretty much why she's out there. She works at the post office that's
all right
over there.
But Bobby's, you know, booking out of New York. You can certainly find a horse to get out of Nevada. I mean, you grew up there, obviously, and Dad's running the theater, and
yep.
So how's the theater going, by the way?
Not too well. The bank is coming to take it away,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, they're trying their best to make it work and keep it alive.
Sure, sure. Okay, and so I have I don't know if you know him, but there's a gentleman named Lank Hawkins. Do you know Lank?
I do.
Where's Lank?
Hi.
Hi, Lank. What's your real name?
Andrew.
Andrew. Welcome, Andrew. You are Lank, as a matter of fact. I thought that Lank should probably be a pretty tall individual, so I'm glad you're there. Now, Lank, what's the deal with you and Polly?
You know, she's not working for me. She's not there. She should be, but she's not.
What's she doing?
I just don't understand it. She's going after some other guy.
Well, that guy isn't there yet, so who is she going after?
Not you.
Not you. What are you not having to offer? What are you not giving her?
You know, I just don't know.
All right.
It totally doesn't make any sense.
All right. Have you tried?
Oh, yeah.
What have you done?
I've asked.
all right. Give me a hint. What do you ask?
Her to marry me.
Oh, okay. And Polly, why? What's the deal? Why aren't you accepting this?
I don't know.
Roses? I mean, tumbleweeds? Doesn't he hand you like a bouquet of tumbleweeds or anything like that?
I'm not really into his type. I think Polly is looking for more than just a fling. I think she's looking for a romance and for love.
Right, a singer and a dancer. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Okay.
Which I am not either.
In Nevada.
Yes.
Singer and dancer in Nevada. Now, we have Lank, and you're struggling to try and get Polly, and Irene, you're trying to keep Bobby entertained, and Bobby moves on out to Nevada to try and close on this house, close on this theater, and how does Bobby meet you, Polly?
He just kind of stumbles in, honestly, and she meets him, and he tries to woo her, essentially, and says how he's going to save the theater, but she later finds out that he's from the bank, so she gets really mad at him, and tensions.
Yeah, well, I'd be mad at him if he came in and tried and took my business away as well. It doesn't, you weren't expecting that, right? He's over in New York. It took him a while to even get there.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he just shows up, and what does he say? It's time to foreclose? Game over?
He's trying to save the theater, but she thinks that he's only out there to take the theater.
Okay.
And that he's lying to her, basically.
So you got a lot of trouble, like, reading into people, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, here's Link. He's trying to help you out. And you just, you don't got no interest in him. And then your soon-to-be love of your life, you don't even know that he's even there. Okay. Very well. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of our Crazy For You players in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntingtonBerry.com.
Present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter and HuntingtonBerry.com. The Crazy For You cast of Hunter Central Regional High School is with me, and we brought in another set of characters, and we're going to, first we're going to speak to Bella. Bella Zangler. Good morning, Bella. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
All right. What, are you Austrian, German? What is that?
I am Hungarian.
Hungarian. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how did you acquire your Hungarian accent, in Hunterdon County?
With lots of practice. Yes.
And who is the person playing Bella Zangler?
The person playing...
You don't know this question? This is a tough answer.
Hands Across Hunterdon. All about the Hands Across Hunterdon doing great work. Hands Across Hunterdon to prepare our
we've got some. The first thing I would say is, you know, for anyone that's listening out there that's looking for a holiday gift for a loved one, is the Dremel tool. Dremel's been around for a long time now.
Yeah.
And it's neat. It's these handheld.
Love it.
Either cordless,
yep.
With a battery, or with a cord. I like the cord personally because it has more power.
Yeah, I've got the corded one.
And you have all these little tool. Accessories that you can add on, basically. So it's a rotary tool.
Yeah.
So if you put on a blade, it'll become a cutting tool of some sort, so you can cut through all kinds of different materials, including pipe and plastic and whatever you can think of, wood.
Right.
You can actually use it for as a sander or some kind of a grinding tool if you want to do some finishing grinding work or cleaning up.
Well, you can do micro sanding. You can you can do grout etching.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can do. You can actually. I've used them to clean up bad router edges, where I've routed an edge of a board, and I came off the board a little quick.
You chunked it.
I chunked it, or I came off too quick, but I was afraid to put the blade back without messing it up. So I went in and just took my little Dremel and cleaned that baby up. So that's a cool idea.
Yeah, there's plenty of things that you can do. Once you start using that tool, find other reasons to use it.
Yeah, you have reason to get it out.
Yeah. Hey, we got to take a quick break here for a couple of commercials here.
Good.
And we'll
Let's be straight
back. This is Steve and Pat with the Home Sweet Home award-winning show.
That's right.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. I'm your eyes remain,
stop me when I'm passing by. It's time to visit Pamby's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pamby's, Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Welcome back to the show, folks. Home Sweet Home with Steve and Pat. Our final show of the year. And can you believe it? We've been doing this for a year and 10 months already.
It's shocking.
We'll have our second anniversary in March.
I know. It's actually unnerving to think that we have not been thrown off the air and that people actually like us on our Facebook and stick with us. And we want to thank you all for doing that because you made us an award-winning show this year. And we promise to get better. I mean, that's what it's all about, is to get better at this. And we got to get Patrick on HGTV next. And then
it's you too.
I'm going to be the director behind the scenes. And
You're going to be right there with me, buddy.
Madness and mayhem will prevail.
We're going to find a producer. If there's a producer out there would like to produce us.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, the number is 908-237-0410.
Yeah.
Right. And if anyone wants to call in, that's the number.
Call in with your gift ideas, folks. We're going to give you some suggestions as we go through the show here. We're always excited to hear from you when you do call. And if you don't, we get it. We understand. It's a busy time. Pick us up on our archives, which is on Hunterdon Chamber Radio website. In fact, you go to the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website, you'll find.
Actually, it's the radio. It's not the same.
It is the
HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Right. That's
it. Look under archives.
Right.
Click that button, and then you look for Home Sweet Home, and then you're just going to get all these MP3 files.
It's a winner. So we're going to be glad to have you listen to us at any time.
Steve, I got another one for you.
All right. Shoot, man.
All right. It's an oscillating tool.
Oscillating.
It's different from the Dremel. because this is a vibrating tool. It's actually a German-made invention that came over the pond quite a while ago and was used in doctors' offices, orthopedics.
When you say came over the pond, you say this came from Britain?
Yeah, no, Germany.
Germany?
Yeah, way over the pond.
Our brother Germans so are very solid engineers.
The neat thing about these oscillating tools, and I have the original one, which was well over $350, but I have it to this day. It's 10 years old and still in my truck. The one I'm thinking of talking about right now is one that's from Rockwell, which is a good company.
Yep. Familiar with it?
Only $99. It has a little toolkit with it with all the different accessory cutting. It's mostly cutting and sanding implements that go on this thing. The neat thing about it is that it's a vibrating technology. So literally, if you were to touch the blade up to your hand, which I don't recommend anyone doing,
right.
You won't cut yourself.
Right.
It's when you apply pressure and start pushing through that you actually vibrate the blade.
But it comes
through
with different blades,
all kinds of
and
blades.
Sanders and things like that?
Really neat. And what they used to use it for, Steve, is for the casts.
Yep.
So the orthopedic...
Yep. Cut them off?
Cut the cast off without cutting any of your skin or anything like that. Same technology. And for $99, you cannot go wrong with that.
I have the Rockwell.
You have the Rockwell.
I am now using it. I'll tell you how great it is. I am using it to pull off the tile as I'm remodeling my bathroom.
Yeah, you get
just literally
the tile one just pops
it
right on.
I zip it, and it just goes. I just hit it a couple of waves, touch, and pop, and the tile never breaks.
Yeah.
Pops right off the wall. Yeah. The vibration along with the cutting motion, it is just a technique, an engineered tool that's delightful. Yeah. And instead of bashing with hammers and dust and hammer, I just grab them, throw them on my pan, and out they go.
Yeah.
In fact, I actually saved a couple tiles for what I want to use in an old bathroom. So
when I do tile works, most of the time I have to reuse the same tile because the tile's falling off the substrate, and you usually have to clean the tile off on the back because there's adhesive on that, and I can use this tool with one of the accessories to actually scrape away all that. The hardened...
The debris.
Glue, or it's like
it's
cement.
Mastic, it's cement.
And I use it a lot, mostly every day, for drywall. So if I have to cut a hole, and I have a nice square hole, and replace a piece of drywall in the ceiling or whatever, that gives me a nice,
clean cut. I did it to cut out my sheetrock where I was trying to track down a plumbing leak, and it's the most effective tool I can have for finesse work in a rough scenario.
Yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it. You know, if I don't want to wreck things around where I'm working, it can be precision tight, and it's great. Hey, that's a great tool. By the way, I advocate that one, folks. I advocate that one.
All right, you're next.
All right, you know what it is? And I'm going to take you a little bit out in the right field.
Okay.
There are now classy construction boots, designer construction boots.
Wow, we're going into like...
Clothing,
wearable stuff.
Wearable stuff.
Okay.
So think about this.
Yeah.
So you got that special someone out there.
Uh-huh.
They're bragging about they're going to work outside all the time. They're going to be in, they're going to drop things on their feet. So there's several versions of this. And Wolverine puts this one out.
Okay.
And it's a steel-toed. It's actually not steel-toed. I think it's a composite toe. You know how the steel toes can be really heavy?
Oh, yeah. I can't wear them.
Yeah, heavy steel toe.
Yeah, not comfortable.
Polymer.
Hurts my toe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I have a pair, and I still don't. I don't know why I've got them. I don't know why I kept them.
Everyone's got a pair.
They just sit in the corner. They sit in the corner, right. So this composite toe is lighter. I think it's almost as strong. They say that it's probably not as strong as steel, but it's a super protective toe gear. And it comes in all kinds of styles, which cracks me up because what do you do to work boots? You wreck them.
Yeah.
That's what they're meant to be.
Yeah.
And evidently they've got one now. The more you wreck it, the cooler it looks.
Nice.
You know, it scars up, it gets dark. People are crazy, man, when they come up with these ideas. But I admit, that's a fun idea. That's a fun idea. I'm going to have to get my brother a pair of those because he's the worst on, and he's never going to quit banging around his house.
The problem is you don't know his shoe size.
Yeah, I got a shoe size.
It's one of those huge. I don't know about you, and I don't know if you wear kind of construction type boots on a regular basis, but I do now. I mean, because I used to wear running shoes and sneakers.
Yep.
And I've stepped on a few nails just a little too often, and I've gotten away with it.
Yeah.
It hasn't pierced through. And sometimes it has, but never anything serious.
Right.
But it's just not worth it.
You do renew your tetanus shots, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right, I instead of waiting 10 years, I go every 5 years or so to be
safe. That's good.
Because,
yeah, I've stepped on a nail, shoved one right up into my foot, probably an inch and a half.
Yeah.
And that's not a pleasant
No,
position.
It's not pleasant
And, of course,
at
especially
all.
When Doc hits you in the middle of that wound with a Novocaine needle to numb it so he can clean it.
Mm.
When he hit me with that needle, that's probably the one time in my life I saw stars.
Wow.
It was like, he must have hit a nerve.
Well, you know, the foot is very sensitive.
Oh,
you talk to,
man,
you know, those reflexology,
I'll never forget that as long as I leave.
People, acupuncture, you know, every part of your foot is
has
synonymous to the rest of your body.
Absolutely.
So they can play, they can massage a certain part,
absolutely,
like your pinky toe or whatever, and,
yep,
you know,
it opens
and
up,
make you cry.
That's
true.
You know, no wonder people like feet. It makes you step back and say, what's with the foot fetish? Because all the sensitivity around feet. Because your foot massages, I got one time when I was, where was I? I think I was in Florida. And somebody gave me a foot massage. And my gosh, I think I fell asleep in about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, most relaxed time I ever had in my life. Well, folks, you know, we're going to keep, you know, classy construction boots are one thing. But what you want is good, safe, protect boots. And those things are important for that special someone that you want to keep safe and comfortable. So don't be concerned about that. Be careful. Get the right safety boots out there. Don't get pulled into something that looks pretty. Check out its ratings as far as safety, and usually the manufacturer provides that. Hey, you know, we've got some other things here. I'm going to throw another bone out here, my friend.
Okay.
I've got one, which is, have you ever seen the hammers that actually store things in the handle? You know, they actually store, you know, like nail sets.
Yes, I've seen. It wasn't a serious hammer, though.
Right, right. They're all toy hammers. That's all I've always saw is junk hammers.
Okay, okay.
Well, there's a storage hammer out now that has, especially for finishing guys, that you have a compartment in the handle that actually is not just bits, because bits really are useless in hammers.
Yeah.
So you have a nail set capability. Actually, that's what they advertise, nail sets. And then they advertise a magnetic head that you can attach to the head of the hammer. So if you're a novice, and it's a really quality one, it literally grabs. So if I'm trying to just get a nail started, I just want to tap it against the wall. Then you tap it against the wall, and it sets the nail. You pull the magnet off and do the finish work.
Oh, cool.
Is what it is. So that's a pretty cool tool. And it looks like it. I think it's made by Stanley.
Okay.
Wow. Stanley can go the cheap side of things, too.
I'm
going to
one-up you on the same idea. I just saw that on a show called Cool Tools on HGTV. It's called the Spring Tool.
The Spring Tool.
Yeah, it looks like about the size of a pencil and the thickness of a pencil.
Yeah.
It's a nail set, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're actually setting nail or shooting nails into, you know, case moldings or whatever, and the nail doesn't set right up or a little bit below the surface so that you can put a little putty on there or anything.
Right, right, right.
This nail set, instead of using a hammer, it's a spring. So you got the point that touches the nail.
Right.
The middle of it is a spring.
Yeah.
And the top has got like a weighted end. And all you do is, it's like a slinky. You hold it with two hands. So one hand is holding it right up to the nail.
Right.
The other one actually stretches the string out and lets it go.
And hammers it.
It hammers it in.
Wow.
It's so cool. And you can get that in, you know, any of the box stores. It's a nice stocking stuffer.
How about
$20
that?
Bucks. And that was the only one I looked at my wife and said, I need one of those. So
she's off getting that one.
Who knows?
All right. Well, maybe you know.
Yeah, it's called the Spring Tool.
Hey, what do you think about... What do you think about this? Works puts out, WORX, puts this dual-head driver out.
I got that on my list.
Do you really?
Yeah, it came out last year, Steve, and I saw it, and I said, it's a gimmick.
That's what I thought.
And
do you think it's gotten mature enough to be a decent tool? You're about to find out at Christmas.
You know what?
You're willing to give it a try.
$99, I think.
Is it $99?
Yeah, $99. It's a 20-volt. It's called a switch driver, 2-in-1 cordless drill and driver.
Yeah.
You know what I see that being good for?
No.
I have Wow, you know, I have the heavy-duty tools, and when I say heavy-duty, they're heavy.
Yes.
And a lot of times I'll go in to do, like, little, I'll call it frou-frou work, okay?
Yeah.
It's hanging curtains and clean work, you know? So I'm going in.
Touching up moldings, clipping things, securing things.
It's more like actually hanging blinds,
oh, okay.
curtains, gotcha. Stuff like that.
Gotcha.
And sometimes I pull out my Milwaukee. And it's the impact driver, and it's way too strong for what I want to do.
Power.
And some of those screws that you're using in those situations are cheap screws.
Yeah.
And if you just overcrank it, you snap the head or whatever like that.
Snap it, yep.
I can see this working really well for that occasion because you have the ability to flip one side, pre-drill your hole. You figure out if there's a stud back there just by pre-drilling. And you flip it back the other way, you got the bit on there, and you just screw in your screw.
Yeah, it made sense to me when I saw it. I was like, yeah, when you're doing, especially you're doing that type of work or you're doing repetitive work.
Yeah.
For example, if I'm sitting there and I'm putting a frame together of some kind, I'm going to use an eighth-inch bit with whatever size screw I want. I want that eighth-inch bit, spin it, have my bag of screws, and whatever I'm framing, you're just going to keep going. Boom, boom, yeah. boom, boom, boom.
And I, you know, again, I don't know if I could do it. I wouldn't be able to use it on a daily basis for framing and stuff like that because I think the batteries would die prematurely.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't be strong enough. But, like, for the occasional handyman kind of thing, I think that's a pretty cool tool.
And yeah, that's kind of...
Here's one thing I want to point out, though. For the same price, because that's $99.99 right now.
You priced all this stuff out.
I did. Look, there are some cool, I'll tell you two. There's a DeWalt 20-volt lithium Icon impact driver available right now for $99.
That's a good deal.
And a Milwaukee, which happens to be, DeWalt and Milwaukee, you know, are the two that I use most of the time.
I use
DeWalt because it saved my life once because I did screw right through a 220 line once and it was insulated. It didn't zap me. And I'll always thank DeWalt for saving my
life. Thanks, DeWalt.
Milwaukee, because I think it's a little bit more superior tool than DeWalt.
Yeah.
The Milwaukee is an 18 volt, though, so it's a little less
juice.
Yeah, less forceful.
Torque.
Less torque, yeah.
Yeah, less torque.
But the Milwaukee makes it up because in that package for $99, you get the impact driver plus a flashlight. See, they give you a little bone.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Plus a little
I remember case. I got my DeWalt set when I was going back into construction, and I got the whole panoply.
The whole kit.
I got the everything
they still
had.
Exist.
Yeah.
You have the circular saw?
Yeah, all of it.
They don't sell that anymore, circular.
That little 5 1/4?
No.
It's not 5 1/4.
Well, they do sell it separately, but it's not part of the kit.
That's interesting.
The kit nowadays that you're talking about has, because I put that on my list too, it's a four-tool kit. You get the drill. The impact driver, because back then they didn't have the impact.
So they had two drills though in mine.
Oh, you did get
the two. Well, they had the thumper. What am I thinking of?
The hammer drill.
The hammer drill. So it was a hammer drill and a standard drill, jigsaw, a saber saw, jigsaw, tiger saw, radial saw, and a sander. And a flashlight that was an elbow flashlight.
Right
arm.
I have the same kit, but I don't know what a tiger saw is.
Well, tiger saw, I meant to, yeah, tiger saw meaning
saber?
Is saber.
Saber,
yeah,
okay. tiger, lion.
Yeah, they're all in the same thing. You know, the one I want to cut my Christmas tree down with today. Or not today, but last weekend.
Yeah, I call that a reciprocating saw, but...
Is that a reciprocating saw? I guess it would be, wouldn't it? Because it is.
Some people say call it like a jigsaw, but that's not what you're talking about, right?
No, I'm talking about the
reciprocating,
the full reciprocating
demolition.
Saw.
It's a demolition saw.
Yeah, that's a demolition saw, no doubt about it.
Yep.
And you can trim branches with it. You can do all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah.
I got about 35 blades with that thing, and I did all my destruction with that thing. Cutting down walls. When I was tearing out walls, I mean, I was cutting through stuff like butter. Beautiful stuff. But anyway, power tools. Oh, we like our power tools. Sorry, folks, we digress.
Can we go right back to wearable technology and stuff like that?
Yeah, we should.
What we should talk about, though, and these are good stuffers,
stocking stuffers,
is the safety portion of it. And I know you're a big advocate of that.
I'm a huge dude on that.
Glasses.
Yes.
Earplugs or our earmuffs.
Ideal.
And a good... respirator of some sort, some kind of mask that's going to cover your whole face and has a filtration, not just those crappy cardboard or those paper masks. They're the N95s. That, you know, they're better than nothing, but they're really not that great.
Right, right.
You can get some good ones now for like $25.
Yeah.
And you know, when you're sawing through oak, oak wood, the dust coming off of oak is toxic.
Yeah.
You don't want to be sucking that into your lungs.
No doubt.
A lot of people don't know that. And part of, you know, when you cut through wood, there are different smells depending on what species you're talking about.
Sure is.
Oak does not have a good smell when you cut through it.
No, it doesn't like it.
Now, spruce, on the other hand.
It loves to be cut.
Yeah.
It loves to.
Or pine.
Yeah, or accentuate. It loves to accentuate its bodily odor.
And I love that smell.
Oh, it is.
You
beautiful.
Know, the cedar.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah.
If you're doing cedar cabinetry or anything like that, the aroma of cedar.
Is wonderful. Really nice.
I could, I mean, make me a cologne that's cedar-based, and I'd wear it all the time.
See that, but you got to get other people to love you.
Well, that's the thing, you know. At least I'll smell like a pine tree.
It'll smell like a pine tree. But, you know, what was I thinking? Ash doesn't like to be cut.
Ash, yeah.
Yeah, ash.
It's a hardwood.
So your hardwoods have a tendency to be odorous, meaning odorous, not pleasant. And then your softwoods, I think you're right. I think they're more inclined to be more pleasurable as far as scent. I agree with that. I can remember back in the day, I was going to digress here. I can remember when I first went into construction with my brother, and I'd say, you know, I went to work with him and I was learning the trades, and of course he'd, at best he'd give me a decent pair of work gloves. Mm-hmm. And then I'd say, you know, should we get trades? What are you? What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? You know, it was the old day of, aren't you tough enough? Come on, what are you folks, that's got nothing to do with it. It's, you know, we've evolved. We're smart enough. You know, respirators, you know, I can remember if we're finding out all the illnesses as a result of the things we come in contact with, especially when we're doing our renovations. Take the time to buy the safety gear. And if it's overkill, good for you. That's my view.
Right.
You know, if you're going to wear a respirator, if you're going to wear goggles, earplugs.
Yeah.
My son made me acutely aware of hearing because he's a musician. And he's a sound engineer, and he goes out of his way to protect his hearing.
Okay.
And I always kind of teased him about it. I said, you think you're going to lose your hearing? He says, we all eventually use our hearing. It's a matter of whether we lose it, you know, a lot or a little or some.
Yeah.
He says, I'm just looking to prolong it because he's every day had headsets on.
Right.
So, and I was like, you know, that makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's the same way with wearing good protective leather gloves. You know, good solid safety glasses, buy the safety tools. We couldn't encourage you enough to do that. And of course, you got me on my safety kick. This is what you get.
And I actually buy the sunglasses. Usually I get the sunglasses, but I have clear glass too because, you know, you can't use sunglasses indoors.
Yeah.
But I like the Mike Holmes line of safety glasses. They're a little more expensive. I mean, you're talking $25, $30 for a pair of glasses.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you were to go get like a cheap pair of sunglasses at Walmart, you know, you're going to pay $15 or whatever it is for whatever style you're going to get,
right.
$15, $20.
Right.
This has the UV protection. What's the other one? There's a couple of different protection, polarized.
Yep.
And it's shatterproof, you know, so it is, you know, ready to go for construction purposes. So, I wear them when I'm driving my truck and when I'm out, you know, cutting wood, you know, using the miter saw. I have one for my lawn tractor, you know, when I go out and cut the grass.
Well, you know, it's that just speaks volumes to what we've learned over in just my lifetime of being active in the workforce. The amount of injury and illness that can be caused by just the everyday activity around products as we manipulate them, cut them, paint them, do you name it, we're doing it. And of course, we're coming up with more synthetic products than we have ever done before, and we simply don't know.
Yeah.
In a lot
what
of
kind of fumes coming off
yeah,
of
what
those
kind
products,
of those
off-gassing.
Fumes, yeah, off-gassing that's going on. So folks, be smart. And talk to us. You know, we're famous for our safety here. And we'll always fall on the side of throw a respirator on glasses, whatever you need to do to protect yourself and whatever job you're doing, whether it's painting, constructing, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, yay, man. Mm. Yeah, man. You know what I found? I never used much until in the last 5 years. Really good quality knee pads.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can buy the cheapers. They're out there, and they'll get you by on a quick gardening routine or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But a good quality set of knee pads, especially for those old construction handyman guy like yours truly, they have to get down on their knees, which is usually an exercise in and of itself. But more importantly, once you're there, to stay there.
Right.
In order to ability to actually do the work, a good set of knee pads are unbelievable. Now, when I get into a crawl space, they're mission critical.
Now, you know, pricing on that, what are you talking? You're talking
anywhere from $10 to $60.
No, I was going to say even more.
Have you seen them higher?
Yeah.
I haven't shopped higher, let's put it that way. Mm. Now, I don't go for the catcher shin guards type. You know, okay. Where it goes knee and down to shin.
I've never seen those ones.
Well, I've seen them halfway down the shin, which I thought were very interesting.
Okay.
But I said, no, I just need knees and below the kneecap. And I think my set cost about, I think they were about $50.
Yeah.
About $50.
Yeah.
And I did, you know, not that you mentioned it, it was like about middle of the pack. There was some up there for $99, $120. But I didn't pay much attention. I was at price point thinking, you know.
Right.
Like, I just need them for this now
yep.
and then.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. They're solid quality. I can only imagine the more expensive, you know, you can really customize what you want.
Yeah.
And that'd be – so anyway, knee pads are something that stocking stuffer, people look at them and say, what's up with that? Hey, I've got work for you to do, honey. It's the honey-do list. Here's your knee pads. Go. Thank you, dear. Can't wait to start. So anyway.
Are you a tool belt guy?
I am. Well, let me step back. I am a tool pouch guy.
Okay.
Because of my shapely pear shape, as body type, belts I have to wrench tight,
right,
to maintain tool weight as well as my own pants up. If you get my drift.
Well, I'm totally with you because I don't have the same body shape as you, but I would say I have no hips, and it's like one of those hula hoops. It just wants to go right through. It's up on the floor.
Don't have any hips.
And the worst thing is when you're up on a ladder and your pants are coming down because it's weighing you down. You got all this, you know.
Do you hear that, ladies? I'll let you know what address he's on next time he's out there on a ladder, you know. So anyway, you're right. I actually am a tool pouch over the shoulder. And I took a little technique, and I have to thank Ray Brand, an old colleague of mine. He went to home inspection school with me. And I'm sure you're not listening to me out there, Ray, but if you ever pick up this radio show, I got to give him credit. He and I was helping him out at school, and he went out and bought me this nice just tool pouch. And, he just bought it locally at Lowe's, but it was a nice one. And what I did is I reversed the belt. It had a belt that would naturally go to the right shoulder. So it was cut in such a way that it didn't cut into your shoulder.
Right.
So it was just the way the belt went through the loop.
Okay.
And being left-handed, it works better for me if the belt edges into my shoulder so it has some friction and doesn't slide off my shoulder.
Sure.
Because I got rounded shoulders.
Sure.
I don't have the shoulders that big boys do. So I'm a pouch guy, and then I throw it on the middle of my back when I'm crawling through crawl spaces.
Okay.
So that works the best for me.
Neat.
But you got to be careful with those pouches because a lot of these pouches don't hold tools well.
No.
They have to have a certain amount of friction to keep the tool in the kit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, that's a great tool idea.
Yeah.
Especially, I call it my emergency toolkit. I've got two of them. I got one I keep for home inspection. I've got one that hangs in the garage that if I'm going to do a project, I grab it and I know there's 7 tools in there that almost guaranteed are going to do the job.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing, you know, exotic.
Basic Phillips.
You know, Phillips screwdriver.
And the flathead screw.
And the favorite tools, meaning the ones that fit my hands best,
right,
the ones I use well. And believe it or not, when you go out shopping for tools, folks, don't be afraid to try different tools, different handles, different grips. All that stuff's important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? So gift cards are good.
Yeah. That's always good.
Gift cards are good.
I'm going to – okay, we got 1 minute.
Okay. We got 1 minute. Got to take a break.
I have a couple of different ladders in my truck, and I know you have a really cool ladder that you towed around called a telescopic ladder.
Yes, sir.
that, I think, is probably a really cool idea.
It is.
Because it's small, compact, but it can flip out to maybe 10, 12 feet?
15.
15?
Yep, and they make them up to 18 now.
Okay.
The taller they are, the heavier they are as mm-hmm. far as collapse. I mean, they can weigh up to 50, 60 pounds. I mean, you get to that.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah.
Mine's yeah. probably about 40.
Okay.
35, 40 pounds.
Surprisingly, I mean, for that small bundle.
Yeah.
But it is all metal.
It's all metal, and you need that. So but we'll talk about that after our break. What do we do?
Okay.
Do that? That's a good idea. All right, we'll be right back, folks, with more fun gift stuff. It's just fun. Can't help it.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, welcome, folks, back to Home Sweet Home, our final show of this 2016.
Careful. Yeah, keep your music down a little bit, because I can tell you right now, they're more interested in the music than us. So if you turn up the music too high, they're just not going to listen. Yeah.
Well, I can't hear you, Steve. Are you saying something?
No, I'm singing. I'm going with it, baby. I'm going with it. Anyway, it's all fun. We're having fun here. It's Christmas
until
week.
Someone pokes an eye out.
Yeah, until yeah, exactly.
That's my wife's expression. Yeah. It's all fun until someone pokes an eye out.
I think my mom used to say that all the time too. Hey, listen, folks, we always have a tip of the day, and I'm going to throw one at you here. I recently put it. In fact, I did it this morning. I threw it out on my Facebook page. I'm going to kind of read you a quick soundbite here. It says on my Facebook page, I published, "Holy frostbite, Batman. You need to take this cold snap seriously. I just asked Siri how long it would take to get frostbite at 15 degrees Fahrenheit." Now, Siri is Apple's, you know, genie.
Mm-hmm.
Genie wisdom in the bottle. And this is what Siri said. Siri said, "Frostbite possible, but unlikely." Let's see. Let me read that again. "Frostbite possible, but unlikely within 2 hours." And I said, wait, what?
Really?
That was the answer. I was like, okay, you're saying maybe I'll get frostbite in 2 hours? I think that's what Siri was telling me. Okay, Siri.
I think Siri messed up.
Yeah, I think Siri was sandbagging me on this one. Anyway, suffice it to say, you need to bundle up outside, protect yourself, of course. But what's as important, if not more so, is checking your carbon monoxide detectors. Make sure that if they have batteries, they have fresh batteries. If not, make sure they're plugged in properly. Make sure your smoke detectors are functioning properly, because it's this time of year at this very moment when it's freezing outside, heating systems are working like horses, mm-hmm. and it's going crazy. And next thing you know, we lay down and take a nap, and we get those catastrophic news reports about somebody that just fell asleep and never woke up.
Yep.
So I know it sounds redundant.
You're scaring people.
Well, I kind of want to. Yeah. I kind of want to, you know, I want you to have safe holidays. You know, I ended it up this way in my publish. I said, you know, don't be the news bulletin. Please be safe. I need you out there to hear my rants, to read my rants. So
yeah.
I really mean that. We want everybody to have a wonderfully safe. We really pitch that hard on this show, because without you, you're a missing piece in the puzzle.
Yeah.
And we need you around so
and
we can.
Fire safety. Too.
That's right. Fire yeah. safety, huge, especially fireplaces.
Blow out those candles or don't even use them.
Yeah, yeah. That's the tip of the
fireplaces,
day.
Make sure that before you go to bed, make sure that fire is under control or extinguished.
Right.
The extinguisher close to the Christmas tree, if it's a, you know, it doesn't matter. Even if it's a plastic tree,
right.
it could go up.
Yep.
Right?
That's right. Fire retardant trees aren't necessarily fire retardant.
Steve, I go by in my neighborhood, there's a house that burnt down in the summertime.
Wow.
And it was tragic. No one got hurt. Thankfully, but the guy had just finished mowing his lawn, and he put the tractor into the garage and ignited, and the house went up.
Yeah.
For the longest time, I'm talking from July until yesterday, the front facade of the house was still standing. Everything behind the house was burnt out. And I kept scratching my head, like, what are they
going
to build off of that? And, you know, it was probably insurance claim kind of thing.
Right.
Finally, the demo crew came and knocked it all down, and it's just a void. I mean, all it is just the slab.
It's a big empty slab.
Yeah, just the slab.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they're going to start over again, but it's just sad to see it that way, you know?
It really is.
And it's going to take months, maybe a year, for that to be built back up and people back in the house, you know?
Yeah, it's a heartbreaker, and folks, we don't, you know, it's communities usually band together, and hopefully they do and should. When these tough things happen. But by the way, prevention is 99% of the game. There's always that 1% that can always surprise you, but there's 99% out there that you can influence.
Yeah. I mean, imagine, I'd be kicking myself if I knew it was my lawnmower ignited and put the house up.
It's like when I put my own water filter in and I knew I had some old parts, I said, well, I'm just going to stick this on the main feed line, only to come home someday to find my basement flooded, and I knew exactly why.
Mm.
Because I knew I decided to cut a corner.
Right.
And I knew better doing it. And I said, it'll be all right. That's the wrong side of the brain convincing you should do the wrong thing. So anyway, that's the handy tip for the day, folks. Check your smoke detectors, your carbon monoxide, and be safe out there. That's what we want you to be.
Five more minutes. How many more of these gift ideas can we get?
I've got 73 more.
All right.
73
more.
Pick one and go with it.
Tell me.
Okay. You know what's interesting? There's these, you know, you're seeing all kinds of flashlights come out now. You know, I've got a bit of a flashlight tool craze going on right now, because in my home inspection business, I have a minimum standard candle watt rating I have to have for my flashlights.
Right.
It's in the law.
Right.
As a home inspector,
is that considered lumens?
It's lumens, correct.
Okay.
That's not candle watt. Boy, am I aging myself. Lumens is exactly.
I was in dark ages.
Steve, are you 80? No, just about. Anyway, to that end, we find now they're coming out with so many kinds of different, especially with LED technology.
Right.
You can really put a lot of bright light in a small package.
Sure.
So now you're getting different type of engineered flashlights, not just the typical handle one, but the safety lights where you go out and it's shaped like a ball, but it's every corner's got a magnet. So if you're out changing a flat tire on a car, it attaches to your fender.
Right.
And it brightens up that whole workspace.
Nice. Yeah.
You know? And then there's flashlights that come out. Of course, you've seen them. You and I have them.
The headbands.
The headbands.
Mm-hmm.
They're fantastic, especially as LEDs.
Yeah.
You know, and at first I thought they were a little corny until I climbed on a crawl space. Boy, was I absolutely delighted to have it.
Sure.
You know, especially with that raccoon coming at me. And I blinded him with my other LED. It's like, whoa, dude, where you going, man? I'm not your next lunch or, you know, a year's worth of meals here. So those, you know, flashlights has been a real evolution in technology. Mm-hmm. And frankly, I don't know why anybody wouldn't have at least one LED flashlight, and they can get them cheap now in every room.
Oh, yeah.
Lights go out instinctively. It's in your nightstand. It's, you know, it's in your bathroom cabinet. And you can even get those that are sit on a charger, and they just, you know, they just continuously charge.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, I won't say the brand because I can't think of it right. Oh, Streamlight. That's what it is. I will say the brand. And I remember getting that, and I drained it one day, and they sent it back to him. I said, what happened? The battery seemed to go prematurely. He said, it's designed to sit on the charger. He says, when not in use. I said, well, I'm worried about heat. No. He says, the technology. He says, we have smart chargers. He says, it's got a direct correlation with what the battery's doing.
Right.
It's going to shut down if it's going to get, but it's designed to be on that charger and to hold that battery at a certain level.
Charge, yeah.
And you never had that technology before.
Yeah.
You just didn't, you know.
Yeah.
So flashlights. I know that's kind of like, what? Flashlights?
That's a good gift idea. Sure.
Yeah, it's a gift idea. It's an easy one, you know.
If you get the really big mag lights and also, that can also become a weapon.
Oh, yes.
So I have one close to my bed, you know.
Yeah, I've
so
got two or three of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And smack actually, someone over the head with it.
I've actually converted two of those into LED lights.
Yeah, I did that too.
Yes, you could get different bulbs.
Yeah. See that? It's worth it. Definitely.
Yep. They are clubs, boy, I'll tell you. All right. Don't be using that on the family, folks. Anyway. Or the dog, or the pet, or anybody else for that matter. Only people that might be threatening.
Yep.
All right. So what do you got? You got anything else in your creative list?
Well, you know, we talked about that company Works.
Yes, W-O-R-X.
And that was kind of a neat-looking switch drill driver. They also have another one called the Works Saw, W-O-R-X-S-A-W, Works Saw. It's a corded unit.
Yeah.
Very compact, circular saw. It's only 4.5 inches, the blade. So it's not meant for big cutting.
That's
but
like my DeWalt.
It's smaller than the DeWalt.
Yeah, I'm 5, I think, on the DeWalt.
Yeah, this one's a lot smaller. It's a handheld, you know. So
but it's corded.
It's like a palm used. Yeah. It's really neat for $59.
Wow.
Real cheap.
Well, I'll tell you, for small, quick cuts.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I go out in my truck and I don't actually want to, you know, get the tool to actually saw, you know, my circular saw or whatever. Yeah. So I get out the old hand saw and I just saw through it, you know.
Start crunching.
But this would be worth it as long as I have, electricity close by.
Yeah.
Because it's so compact. It's just, it's a zip saw.
Yep. I get it. Hey, do you have an inverter on your truck?
I don't, but I have two inverters at home that I could easily just plug in.
Yeah, in your truck.
Yeah.
I've never. Inverters, folks. What I'm talking about is basically taking a 12 volt system and jacking it up to 120.
So compact. It's just. It's a zip saw.
I get it. Hey, do you have an inverter on your truck?
I don't, but I have two inverters at home that I could easily just plug in.
Yeah, in your truck.
Yeah,
I've never. Inverters, folks. What I'm talking about is basically taking a 12 volt system and jacking it up to 120.
Yeah, so you can plug in a tool. Usually, a tool will suck too much amperage, and it'll pop the breaker on it. But you know what it is good for? If you have the triple chargers, I know some contractors that'll build a little charging station out of wood,
right?
Like a corral all their chargers,
right?
And they will have all those batteries sitting in the charger, and the wire goes to an inverter. So every time you turn on your truck through the cigarette lighter,
it's charging the batteries. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, because I could tell you this morning I used my drill driver outside, and it was not happy. It was really cold. It was like full charge, and it's like just not working the way it's supposed to be working.
It's like, no, Daddy, I don't want to be here. Hey, folks, we're at the end of our show, and we hate to stop, but we got to.
We have no choice. Yeah.
So
you know what we're going to do, though?
Oh, what are we going to do?
Steve, I want to personally thank you for being my co-host for this last year and a half and a little bit more, because it's been a pleasure.
No, you're just going to make me cry. You're just going to get me all weepy-eyed.
It's always fun being here with you and talking shop. So,
well, I
hope we do this for a lot longer, and maybe we can find something else to do that'll even be more exciting than this.
Well, I can't say enough about your idea here, buddy. You're the one that hooked me and said, "Hey, let's go give this a try." And it's been a delight every day since. And I just to get up here and share some thoughts with people and be able to just kick ideas around, birds of a feather flock together. There's an old cliche.
All right.
And I thank you, and I wish you and your family a wonderful Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same with you.
It's a terrific
Happy
game.
Happy holidays to everyone
yep.
out there.
Yep.
And, keep it safe.
Hands Across Hunterdon, all about the Hands Across Hunterdon doing great work, whether you're a business and you provide great corporate social responsibility within your community by giving back and paying it forward, whether you're a nonprofit doing this work every single day, or if you're an individual, just somebody who says, you know what, I can do something for someone else. And we have Terry Newhart here from Norwest Cap, and it's just been a fascinating conversation. So much to talk about. I told him this at the top of the program, that we could just go on and on and you know, end up maybe at 5.